Hello everyone. Okay, lovely to see you. So, welcome yourself. Without any history. Without a past, a fresh moment of not knowing, being, not knowing, this effortless awareness, which is our true self, always on board. This ordinary mind, which sometimes we overlook. The light of awareness. So ordinary, but from a judgmental perspective, this ordinary awareness is disregarded. So, in this moment, if you can invite yourself to rest as this effortless awareness, allow it to nourish you. The mind can rest and, in a way, dissolve in being. The tendency to refer to yourself as a person. To refer to yourself in any phenomenal manner via feelings and sensations and opinions and images. All of that is unnecessary in this moment of presence. Because it is always this moment of presence. Without any personal subject, without any personal doer, chooser, but a freedom. This non-doing, this being, images appear on the screen, but the screen remains clear. Unaffected, unobstructed, untainted. You are not defined by thoughts and sensations and beliefs and images which appear to you, you're not defined by the past, by your past traumas, by by the opinions of others and how you are perceived. That does not affect your true being. It does not affect your reality, except if you choose to play the game of being affected. But it's an unhappy game to be subject to sensations and feelings and people's opinions, and it's unhappy. So you don't play this game. You allow whatever appears on the screen to be whatever it is. Not concerned about fixing the images, fixing the movie. It's too much trouble and it's unnecessary. What's the point of making alterations to the movie? It's still a movie. You respond only as needed from a practical perspective. Without compromising the understanding that you are not an object, you are not a subject, you are not a form, you are not a thing existing in time and space. How could you be, given you are the light of awareness? Take a look right now, in this moment, that which perceives is invisible to the senses. Awareness, consciousness is neither female or male. It's not a story. It's not an image. It's not tall. It's not short. That which perceives you, your true being, your true self, your reality, your essence, is this invisible, aware, awake presence. The awakened mind is the mind that has been blessed by this understanding, that has been touched by this understanding. This understanding removes the virus of separation and limitation and fear of mortality, personal worries and concerns, and this endless spinning in the past and the future. That is the healer of the mind, this understanding. That you are not existing in time and space. Time and space appear to you as thoughts and perceptions. But you are the beholder of time and space, the beholder of the mind, the beholder of the world. The ocean of being. Being is a freedom. Freedom of attachment, freedom from grabbing and holding on to stuff. Freedom from. And freedom to create. You are that freedom. Being is love. The intimacy of being, the one reality, second to none. Everything which you perceive and experience is made out of your very being. One reality, one essence. The reality of your mind, of your world, is you, this aware presence, that which neither comes nor goes. Being is beauty. The eyes of children, the innocence of being. Untainted perception. It's complete openness. The journey is not an outward journey. It's a sort of an inner journey to the source. This is relatively speaking, of course. And in your experience, the buck stops at awareness. The reality which perceives. There may be infinite thoughts, infinite sensations, infinite stories, But that's downstream. Downstream from being, downstream from awareness, downstream from I consciousness, the formless self. You are that, which is undisturbable. That which is undisturbed. What is it? Own it. Remain steady in your understanding, deeply rooted. In formless being, the reality of all forms, all seeming appearances, we say yes. So if you have any questions, anything you would like to explore, make sure to unmute yourself. And as usual, I love to see you, so you can turn on your videos. Any questions?